a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon promises are burning bright.
And welcome to the semi-final edition of the Billerica's Finest Light Sarcast. The final four is set. It is comprised of all members of the class of 2007. New man to the league, Peach Dip. We have returning champ, John Prococo, returning champ, the Czar. And I think everyone's underdog, everyone's rooting interest. We got Dave McHugh, it's formerly Max 2, the one seed, coming into the playoffs hot. I'm joined this week by both my co-hosts. Let's take it over first to Stat Guy Pierce. After a tough loss last week, his team was clicking. It seemed like going into the playoffs, playing a limping John's team. Couldn't get it done. Stat Guy Pierce, how are we doing?
That's tough. It's tough to be out. You know, you want to win every year, but just another year where I didn't have enough star power.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like
It seems like every year I draft a team I think I like, then I'm making like, I'm trading my best players to get better players. It's just I can never put a full lineup together.
Yeah, it seemed like all you had was McCaffrey. The rest of your team, just big letdowns. And it's tough to do when that's all you got. I mean, I know McCaffrey's that big guy. It looked like he was going to be huge for you this playoffs, but the rest of the team just could not find it for you when you needed it. I mean, John's team, he didn't put up crazy points. What was he at, 96, 97-ish?
Yeah, something like that.
So very beatable in the playoffs, but it just came up lame when you needed it. It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
And Producer Ron, also on the show. Producer Ron, a voting board duty after a nice win last week. How are we feeling?
That's for the benefit of the league, because I would have found the cheapest board possible. Feel good. It's always good to not be on board duty, and it goes to either Worky or Crumb.
And we were wondering, has Worky ever had board duty? I know he bought it the first year, but has he ever had it another time, Pierce? Do you remember? I know he's.
I don't think he's ever come and did last. This is a first.
Has a former champ ever been on board duty besides Casey?
Who knows? Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea.
Tom, if you're listening.
No, Tom has never.
I feel like Pat's come in last before.
Pat's probably bought it before. Maybe not. Yeah. Actually, no. I think Pat won when he was in the toilet bowl. Won a toilet bowl.
I got to take this call for work.
And we're back after Producer Ron's near, I don't know what he was doing. I guess we call it principling. Producer Ron, give the league a breakdown on what just happened.
Got a call. Class of after school kids found a knife. Probably been there for a long time, considering it was a kindergarten classroom. I don't know how many kindergartners that bring knives in. So had to send out an email, call a bunch of people. Fun stuff. Tell the parents. Good stuff.
Will there be fingerprints on the knife?
I'll do that tomorrow. I'll start dusting them.
We could get, what's his name? Lieutenant Joe on it.
I was calling league member BT, but.
Oh, yeah, of course. We have BT. He's a forensics guy.
Showed up and he's like, fucking kindergarten is serious? Started cuffing him.
I pictured BT just in an interrogation room with like a little 5-year-old kindergartner. Now, where'd this knife come from? Was it in your dad's house? Did you take it from him?
My dad has knives. You know, you can just tell me.
Just playing both good cop and bad cop roles.
Now, you're the bad
cop. Where'd you get it from, you punk?
Good cop.
God damn it, Brian. Get back to the front desk.
It's great. Fun times.
All right. Off air, we were talking about league trip. I think the league knows my idea. We are going the 21st, confirmed.
Yeah, I think it works better for everyone else.
And that's like one idea I had.
Martin Luther King, right?
Yeah. No, it was, yeah, I don't know. I don't know
when Martin Luther King is 16th.
Dude, if you turned on the news, every day is Martin Luther King Day.
That's fair. Sorry. We got to celebrate peaceful protesters. He should get his own day, in my opinion.
Sure.
Guy went on a hunger strike for peace.
I know. He doesn't get any
Didn't work. He did lose a ton of weight, though.
He did.
All right, Producer Ron, spitball your idea.
I'm saying we go to the Brooklyn.
Producer Ron, obviously, hold on. Producer Ron obviously was out on my idea.
I am. We go to the Brook. We hang out. They got that nice showroom on the side. Just stay there and watch the games.
Until what time?
Minimal legwork.
Well, it's at, we just go to the night game.
Oh, so we go for 3 hours and get the fuck out of there?
Oh, see if there's a UFC.
No, they'll be, what, the first game's at four if it's, if yeah, a championship.
I did two games there last weekend. It was awesome.
Yeah.
No, well, it's not the AFC championship. It's the one after. It's the one before.
The semis, yeah. So there's two games Sunday, two games Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we could get there for the 4 o'clock. Actually, yeah, it's four and eight and 3 and 6 for Sunday.
Yeah, there's a UFC that night too.
All right, so that's an option from producer Ron. We can do that, or we can do my idea with the golf simulator.
Oh, the UFC starts at 10.
Yeah, I'd be down for the simulator. I just, if we're not going to get 8, which I don't think we are, I'd rather just do Ron's idea.
Yeah, great. So depending on the numbers, we can do either or. I'm going to be at either of them. Does not matter which one.
I will be in attendance for either as well.
In a league, we'd like you guys to figure out a poll. I mean, we know producer Ron's at. We'll see where everyone else is at.
I don't think Steve's done a poll all year.
Steve's been fucking lacking this year.
Gets
he won his championship. He's just got Dave's back. All he's here is to support Dave this season.
But he's got these half-assed themes too. I mean, I have not been impressed with Murray's work.
A couple effortless themes.
Yeah. The snowflake. We had a pumpkin, a turkey. Come on, Steve. Is he even listening anymore? Aren't you even listening, Elaine?
Honestly, I was thrown off guard. Like, I don't know. Like, I think this all happened when I was away, but I didn't realize that Ron wasn't posting it to the chat.
Yeah, you were like,
that's from the league.
Huh?
Yeah, but like, I don't even know if anyone's listening. I feel like ever since you started doing that, no one talks about it in the messenger.
If I'm going to put it on podcast, like the Apple podcast, why wouldn't you subscribe?
I'll have to now. Usually I'm involved.
What did we get for our listens last week? Our downloads.
Looking right now. Analytics.
The end of the week before.
We're down 14% the last month.
That's since the drop in, since the Facebook post. Yeah.
So every percentile counts.
I had 88% in November. 88 downloads. So far for December, we only have 35.
That's weak. That's like what we're
last week time. We had 11 downloads last week.
So everybody in the league.
Yeah.
We got to repost it to the thing. Well, Pat doesn't listen, obviously. He doesn't download.
Yeah, but I just think it's, I don't know. People, when you post it, people listen or they at least start chatting. It keeps the messenger hot.
Yeah, I prefer a post, Ron. Can you do that for me this week?
I will.
That's why you're the best in the biz, producer Ron. I'm sorry for being mad at you earlier.
Should be. That's usually PS's job.
Well, Ron,
I like to sit down and drink beers and watch football as well.
When the Czar comes up with a great plan, it's always tough to see someone undercut it.
I don't know. I just had two great rounds in Aruba with the driver, so I was really eager to get in that simulator.
But if the simulator's not to be, it's not to be. We'll see. It's not to be. I mean, yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out. The league will figure it out.
We always do.
All right.
Should we do boobs and bulls for last week or nothing?
Yeah. Oh, well, it's really nothing.
I mean, there's something, I guess, but we can. Let's just do let's not do it. You know if you were a boob, you know if you were a bull.
We'll do our season boobs and bulls for the last episode.
Yes, I like that. Going into the,
I'll put a little note.
We'll do a video cast next week.
Next week?
Video?
Yeah, we could do video.
I haven't done a video since the steak cast.
We can all meet up.
Yeah, we gotta.
Tuesday's easier for me if we're doing that.
Yeah, Tuesday works for me.
I'm in.
All right. We'll get the podcast together. Maybe we'll get those t-shirts made.
Maybe we could do it in Rick's TV studio if he goes to work.
Yeah, tell Lima to come and blow us all.
Well, Lexington Cable will allow that.
Oh shit, you guys hit the live button.
Be even better because she'd be doing that and Abramo would be outside looking in. Well, there's Lima.
Abramo would buy Lexington Cable just to get a shot of that.
Shot that ass.
He doesn't get it on Facebook. He only gets those stills. He needs the live version. He needs the full video.
Who likes it more, Rick or Abramo?
I'd say probably Abramo. Maybe Rick, though. Who knows? Rick seems like it's more of a he felt bad because her dad treated her really poorly. And Bramo, I think, is just
a shit guy.
I mean, they're both.
This girl, like, wasn't like in high school. She didn't really talk to anyone. But then, like, out of nowhere, it was just like, oh, this girl's posting like nudes on social media.
Well, her dad
does it all the time.
Rick was there to protect her at a young age, but once she moved away, Rick wasn't there to help her anymore. He couldn't guide her down the right paths.
No.
If she hadn't moved off of Rick's street, or wherever she lived, however Rick knew her, she'd probably be a nun right now.
Nothing.
Yeah, Rick's family moved to the Cape and just gave up on the local trash.
The Dorringtons do have a track record of helping people in need. That's like that's like what they're known for. Coming to the aid of those who need help.
Dorringtons help people.
That should be
the first.
Huh?
Who was Rick's dad trying to get rehab for? You got to get him some rehab.
Wasn't it just some random guy? I think he helped. Like, didn't he like legitimately help like a good amount of people?
He was just going out of his way helping people.
Yeah. Hey, you can't really teach. Like, you can't teach being a good guy, Mr. Dorrington.
We could all take a page out of Mr. Dorrington's book.
Yeah, we just make fun of people who get sober.
We really do. It's not good at all.
If Mr. Dorrington caught a glimpse of this podcast, he'd be ashamed that his son is taking a league with these enablers.
Yeah, well, it's different. Like, we're happy John's clean. We're not happy, like, of every other decision he's made.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that haircut? Jesus.
Give me.
Well, I want to see the new car. I'm hoping he got a convertible.
Probably. Fucking Toyota Corolla.
That would be awesome.
A Toyota Corolla?
No, the convertible.
I mean, hey, convertible plays.
It's Britney, bitch.
As long as John doesn't sound like he's stuck in snow.
God, I hope it's a Sebring.
John pulling up to Mahoney's in a Sebring convertible.
Top. Awesome.
He's got a forklift. He's
like, over 40. Car. It's a nice day.
A company car.
And maybe Mahoney's bought him a car. They should get him a truck, honestly.
John's not gas. Guy.
All right, let's move into the matchups. Let's get into the toilet bowl first. Who's buying the board this year? I'm going to give you my simple analysis first. Who I want to buy the board is Crum. I feel like Puke would get us some, I don't know. It would get a decent board too, I think. I don't think he'd go really shitty. But I think
if he even shows up.
Yeah, but the only problem is you never know if Puke will be at the draft. And you know Crum is going to – he would make sure he got probably the best board on the market. So for that reason and that reason alone, I'm taking Puke.
Okay, fair enough. yeah, both these teams kind of stink. But, okay, I mean, he's going to pop in someone for Lockett, so it'd probably be Juju or Marquise. But, yeah, I just think the matchups are tough for both sides. But you know what? I'm going to give Puke the win. I want the meatball behind the board. You're right. We need a good board.
Yeah, meatball buys a better board, but his running backs carry him to victory this week. I think Puke's on board duty.
All right. There it is. Not a sweep. Producer Ron going with Crum. I like it. All right. You guys ready to get to the semifinal, the final four?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do my matchup first. That guy, Pierce. Zarfanga versus Peach Dip. Zarfanga getting some bad news on the injury front this yesterday and today.
Tough.
A lot of question marks for the Zar going in now to Saturday. What do you think? What do you make of this stat, Guy Pierce?
Honestly, I was taking a look at this earlier while waiting for Ron to deal with his emergency. And yeah, Jalen Hurts, that just really kills you. But like, even when you had Hurts, he has Allen. Like, he's like, I feel like you've been a heavy favorite quarterback most of your matchups, but like, this is like a wash for me. Both Dallas has a good D, Chicago doesn't. So Allen might be running the ball, but you're very far ahead at receiver. But I think Derrick Henry's going to have a monster game. I think that Waller pickup is sneaky good for Peach Dip. I mean, he had a good season, Zah, but if you don't have Hurts going, even if you do have Hurts going, I'm still taking Peach Dip. But I just think Peach Dip's got too much.
Producer Ron, what do you got?
Yeah, it did. I missed the news today. Is Walker out?
He's didn't practice, and Carroll said, we'll see. And so, I don't know, it doesn't look.
That's a good matchup, too. KC's run defense stinks. You know, I don't know. This is tough. I think Allen against Chicago, though, I don't know what's going on with that offense. He's not putting up monster points, although last week he ran the ball crazy. If they keep doing that, then he's going to put up big points for BT. Wide receivers, I got to give you the edge. McLaurin is clearly a breakout guy there in Washington. And Adams, they kind of held him back last week, but he's due this week. Running backs, got to give BT the edge there. Pollard against the Philadelphia front seven, which is the best in the league, is tough. And still rolling with Taysom Hill. Waller came back to his old ways. You know, got the rookie effect. I got to get peach dip with the win. The fact that Hurts and Walker are out really hurt you this week.
Yeah, I also want to add, I think Najee's going to have a pretty good game, though. Stevenson just ran for, like, what, 172 against him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I had Walker out of the lineup regardless of the injury today.
That's not make or break. Like, it would be a nice one, but the quarterback really hurts.
I might have had to play Walker, though, just as, like, a home run threat because he can go for, like, an 80-yarder TD.
Yeah, he's got that big play ability.
If Hurts, I mean, Hurts might play. You never know. But if he doesn't, I'm in deep shit. Hurts is really he the last 4 or 5 weeks, he's been 30 guaranteed every time. Without that, Henry's matchup is very juicy. Allen had a great game last week. I look for that to continue, and I think it's going to be tough for me to get it done. I'm going to take peach dip. I think Henry has way too many points for me to overcome, and no Hurts is going to be tough. So I'm going to take peach dip to get to the final.
At least you have Jeff Driscoll.
I'm dropping him.
That's a sweep.
We'll see. Maybe I can get it done for the league. Oh. We don't want peach dip in the final, but. Without Hurts, it hurts my season's chances. So if he plays, I mean, even if he plays, he ain't going to run the ball. They're not going to have him.
Have to play him if he plays.
No, 100%. I could be, I mean, who knows? Maybe it'd be better off. I mean, it's who knows in hindsight, but because I don't think that they're going to have him at the goal line trying to ram it into the end zone like they do every time. They'll be handing it to the back trying to save that shoulder.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess if he did play. So, I mean, I think that's how he gets a lot of points, too. So I'm not crazy about Hurts, even if he does play. But, I mean, I'd have to play him. It's a win, especially
when you can't not play him.
Especially when you look at the waiver wire QBs, they're not good.
No.
And there's not even, like, a plus matchup. I could, like, I could plug this guy in. It's just – it's not looking good. All right, let's move on to the other semifinal matchup. We got the first-place team. We got formerly Max Twos versus Serper coming off a win over stat guy Pierce. Formerly Max 2 is everybody's favorite story this year. It's going to be tough for John. I mean, he's got the whole league rooting against him probably with formerly Max 2s looking to get their first championship. We're going to go on a little bit of a run. Probably the league's favorite guy. It's tough. No one really has anything bad to say about Dave. He's an impossible person to dislike. And John's got his work cut out for him this week, going against not only Dave, but the support of the chat. So, producer Ron, what do you like here?
Yeah, could be more spot on. Everybody loves Dave. I think everybody's secretly rooting for Dave, even yourself in the playoffs. Burrow is going to put up monster numbers against New England. That team is god-awful. Atlanta actually defends quarterbacks pretty well. Jackson just coming back. Baltimore, so-so. They're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're limping into the playoffs. Wide receivers, John's wide receivers are far superior. However, you look over and you have Jefferson. Is he fantasy number one this year? He has to be.
I believe he is now, yeah. Adams was for a bit, but he's had two real shitty weeks, and Jefferson's been fucking killing it still. So Jefferson's got to be number one, yeah.
Allen putting up consistent points. Then Zay Jones was the guy last week. Two touchdowns. Great plug-in by Dave. I think that continues against the Jets this week, although the Jets secondary is pretty good, but Trevor Lawrence is really coming on. Running backs, that's where Stevenson comes in. Although Cincinnati, they gave up they only gave up 11 points to running backs last week. So could stuff Stevenson, and I think the Pats are going to be down big. So expect a lot of pass volume in that game. Jones and Pacheco, so-so. Jones puts up a good amount of points. Tight end's kind of a wash. I like the Schultz matchup there against Philly. I think that's going to be a tight game and maybe get a Schultz touchdown. I got to take formerly Max Stews here. I just think the momentum continues. I'm assuming he puts it a kicker for Dicker. But I like formerly Max Stews.
Yeah, see, I'm looking at this matchup. Chase, I mean, New England did a great job last week. They said that they're not going to let Adams beat him, and they shut him down.
Shut him down. Adams was
the guy on the field that they said, we're not going to let this guy beat us. And they did a great job. He had 23 yards. And I could see them trying to do that again to Chase. Make a banged up Higgins beat you if he even plays. let your guys in the up front, let them take their little yards up the middle, stop them every now and then. So I could see him doing the same thing with Chase, which would really hurt John's chances. Running backs, I think, is where it's going to matter. If Dave makes the right decision, this is what I think this matchup comes down to. Pacheco, or is he going to start McKinnon? McKinnon's been the hot hand. He's had two touchdowns, I think, in two straight weeks. He's been getting a ton of red zone work. He's been the big-time receiving threat out of the backfield. Will they need that receiving threat against a struggling Seattle team, though? That's the real question. Are they going to get up so much where they're not going to need to use McKinnon in those situations? I don't know. Or will they still use him in the backfield running the ball regardless? So that's going to be Dave's, I think, make or break on his season. Because I think this is going to be a very close matchup. I think either Pacheco or McKinnon, one of them is going to score 10 more points than the other. If Dave figures out which one of them to start, and I don't know what the answer is, Dave's going to win. If he gets it wrong, I think John gets it done. So that's going to be Dave's season. Which of the KC backs to start, and it's all on him. He's got to make that feeling. I don't know if he's going with Pacheco now. Looks like he is. Maybe that's just his lineup they left. We'll see. But Dave's season comes down to a choice on the Kansas City running back. And I'm going to predict he makes the wrong one. I'm going to take Serper to get it done.
Yeah, good breakdown. Yeah, so I'm looking at this, and I don't think Lamar's playing. I think they have faith in Huntley. I think that if they keep winning and they're going to make the playoffs, they're just going to keep resting them up. I do think Chase is going to get shut down. I like game at Jefferson. I think Barrow's still going to have a decent game. Really depends on the Pats' deep pressure. But I think Keenan's better than Mike Williams. But I think it really does come down to, like you said, the KC running back who decides. Pacheco fumbled last week. I mean, McKinnon's more of a receiving back, but will Geno Smith and the Seahawks keep it close? That's going to be the question. But I'm going to take Dave because he's too good of a fucking guy, and he might give us all his money back when he wins. So,
I like that. I think Dave actually did. I have a note. I'm going to hold on. I want to read the list of who actually hasn't paid for the league yet. These are the people who owe me money.
Worky.
Producer Ron, you paid this week, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so the people who owe, it's actually everyone in the final four aside from myself. So John owes money, shocker. Crum owes money, which is a shocker. Crum is not paid. Puke owes money, no shocker there. Dave owes money, usually always never pays on time until the end. And Peach did, BT owing money too. New guy didn't pay either. So that's five guys who owe money still. I'll repeat that list again. That is John, Uncle Crum, Puke, Dave, and BT. All owing money still. I'd like to see that cash this weekend if possible. I'd like to really get that in so I don't have to go chasing people around, especially after my team loses this week. I hate having to deal with that stuff after a tough season.
Yeah, I don't know why people aren't paying at the draft. Unacceptable.
It's way easier when you do that because then it's like, all right, I've already spent my $300 for the year. You don't have to worry about
it. It's the same shitbags not paying every year.
But then you have to spend $300 after like around Christmas, after you just spent a bunch of money on gifts. Like, fuck, now I have to pay for this fantasy league.
Half these assholes probably forgot they didn't pay.
Maybe. Usually they know if you didn't pay. John knows.
Before?
Huh?
Didn't we all have to pay in cash before?
That was before there was Venmo, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we used to.
I mailed you $300 from Florida.
Yeah, in cash too.
And dude, I was still in town, but half the league didn't even pay.
Dude, there was legit no card or anything in there. It was just cash. Like you could probably see right through the fucking envelope.
47 Arrow Street.
It's a miracle it made it there. It did though. Actually, it didn't make it. I covered you that year. I'm gonna need an extra $300 this season.
Oh no.
All right, so next week will be our go-home edition of the cast. We'll get to producer Ron's locks in a minute. It's our finale next week. We'll be live in person. We'll have some sort of a top 10 countdown. TBD, I don't know. We'll have to brainstorm what we want to count down this year. Could be just moments from the season. Could be anything. We'll let the league we'll dictate that through the chat. What you guys want to hear is countdown this year. Last year, what did we do? Our top 10 low moments?
I think it was top 10 low Casey moments.
Yeah, that was pretty easy to cover. we could just do our top 10 moments from the cast. I think we should do that.
Yeah, we get cast this year.
We'll just do top 10 cast moments. Each of us will come up with three, and we'll task producer Ron with coming up with a bonus fourth moment. So producer Ron, get thinking about that now.
And we need season bulls and boobs.
Season bulls and boobs, as well as our championship picks, who we think is going to be taking home the big prize, who we think is going to be taking home the money. And hopefully we have some finality on the league trip. We'll get that going in the chat this week as well once this comes out. But without further ado, producer Ron, how did the locks do? Or Stack Guy Pierce, how did producer Ron's locks play last week?
Locks were 2-2, brings them to 32-20.
32-20, still 12 games above 500, still very respectable. Producer Ron, hitting a bit of a lull here. How can we get back on track? What can we do to start turning those 2-0s into 4-0s? Give me some picks, producer
Ron. How can we get back? I'll give you Thursday night. Love Jacksonville. I think the Jets at home, it's a pick 'em right now, but I love Jacksonville. Going down, tough slate of games this week, really is. I like Seattle to cover, get 9.5. I like Detroit, getting 2. I've given 2.5, so that's 3 games. Feel like I pick them every week. You know, I want to give you a Christmas Day play.
Ooh,
sexy.
Christmas Day, this is a sexy game. This is like Christmas nap time because this game's going to put you to sleep. Denver and LA, I take Denver, given a 1.5 over the Rams. Russell Wilson back, going to help you sleep all right, work off that turkey ham, that Christmas turkey, Christmas ham, taking Denver. I do like this week.
The hell's eating ham on Christmas? I think ham's an Easter meal.
People are
I'm having a roast.
Roast is what I
well. Roast is the best. But
pig roast.
Damn inflation. I like Cincy a lot this week, but I'm not going to take him. I like Denver, Seattle, Jacksonville. Who else did I say there?
Detroit.
Locks are fucking prepared. Well,
I usually write them, so it's easier.
Locks are compromised. Ron, you usually write them. You literally just looked on ESPN and went down and made 4 quick picks.
This is a producer on 4-0 or an 0-4. You guys have to decide whether to fade him or play him because it's going to be one of those two for sure. He's not going 2-2 this week. Give him to us one more time, producer Ron, if you can remember what you actually picked.
All right. I like Jacksonville, Seattle.
Boom.
Detroit.
Boom.
And Denver.
All right. That's actually what you did pick. So good work
there. I like most of those picks. I don't know about Jacksonville. It depends if Mike White plays.
Hey, Pierce, you are our league pick'em leader.
He's crushing it.
You picked the wrong year to give up gambling on the NFL.
Yeah, well, usually I'm doing fucking 6-leg parlays because I'm an idiot.
All you should have been doing is taking every game straight up. You'd be well ahead. Are you over 60% in that pick'em pool?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I'm in second right now.
How many are you behind Don Plea?
John should probably stop focusing on Bumble.
Pierce is six. No, I'm six games. Sorry. Pierce is 55.9, so 56%. He's 6 behind Don Plea, but your tiebreaker is awesome. You're at 91. So that's going to propel you. Like, no one's even close to that.
Where's Sir Per?
Sir Per is tied, but his tiebreaker is 109.
Oh, is he tied with Pierce?
What's the tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker is the point differential on Monday night.
Oh, yeah, I kill that.
And you know what's great? You missed, like, a good amount of games.
Oh, you missed that first game of the year.
No, I missed two. I keep missing Thursday nights every now and then.
You've missed 2 Thursday nights.
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
Even if you go 1-1 in those.
Yeah. I got to make a run. But the thing is, I got to stop making some risky picks because, you know, Don Plea and me, we think alike.
I would try to put you guaranteed better money if you finish higher up on that top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't try to
play smart. Yeah, I'm still getting 400 from the survival pool, right, Ron?
Yeah, it was at 430.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's split 3 ways, so.
Yeah.
There's also a shitload of games left. I mean, there's 32 games left. You can make up 6 games.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, no, I got to rip it.
Get to the fucking board, Pierre. Start grinding it out.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to spend my night.
I like
that. Obviously, I know 4 of my picks right now.
And we got Ron's locks.
Locks.
I always follow the locks. You're due for a 4-0 week, Ron.
I am due.
He is. Or he could be due for an 0-4. Have you had an 0-4 yet?
No.
No, yeah. Honestly, his roughest stretch has been the past few weeks. And that one, like, week five that he got cocky and made, like, six picks. But, yeah, lately it's been, like, 2-2, 1-3, 2-2, 1-3. But you were hot. You were, like, 3-1 for, like, 8 weeks straight. So, like,
it's cruising.
Cruising for bruising.
That's it. All right. You are on mute.
On mute.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, so with that, let's wish the best of luck and a Merry Christmas to everyone in the league. I'm excited to see who's going to be buying the board. I'm excited to see who's going to be playing in the finals. I'd love for it to be myself, but again, not sure if things are shaping up my way. League, have a great Christmas, boys. Closing thoughts from anyone else?
That's it.
No, I'm actually just hoping that Muzz gets his head out of his ass and gets back to the glory days with
some good polls.
Yeah, good polls. What else is the shit called? The emojis.
Yeah.
Themes. We had one snowflake, and Murray decided to make that a theme. I don't know.
Yeah, I bet it's John.
Nice.
I like this.
All right, League. Best of luck to everyone still going, and Merry Christmas.